It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Magmill is a production of iHeartRadio and Bamfer Productions.
You go faster!
Fuel reserves below acceptable level.
I fucking know that already! Just make it work! God, how the hell do you do this, Jana? Just one more minute, you can do it!
Unidentified object approaching.
Fuck! How long do we have?
Collision in approximately 30 seconds.
Fuck! Engage warp engine!
Warning. Insufficient fuel for maximum efficiency.
Just fucking do it! Yes, come on, baby. You can do this. Just hang on. We're almost there. We can do this.
Warning. Impact imminent.
Almost. Come on. Almost.
Impact in 3, 2, 1.
Magmill. Episode 1. Intrepid Space Explorers.
Good morning, Magmill crew. Today is March 23rd. You are currently 100 kilometers from the Helix Nebula. Congratulations, ladies. After 754 days, today is the day your mission finally comes to fruition.
My head. I don't want to go to school today. Just 10 more minutes, Proteus.
There is no educational work currently scheduled for the day, Jana. Perhaps you are mistaken.
It was a joke, dude. God, after 2 years, you'd think you'd grow a sense of humor.
After 2 years, you'd think you would understand the one I was programmed with.
Haha, very funny. Hey, what's that smell?
Sydney is preparing breakfast in the galley. You ladies have a big day ahead of you, so she wanted to make sure you were well-nourished.
Great, tell her I'll be there in a minute. And how many times do I have to tell you? Stop calling us ladies. We are interplanetary scientists charting the great unknown, not the real housewives of outer space.
I beg your pardon. Ladies?
Alright, fuck off.
How ladylike.
Sid, Proteus is being a prick again.
Oh, well, there she is. Good morning, sleepyhead. Ready for your big day?
Yes, Mom. I'm so excited for the first day of school.
Well, I made you breakfast because you know we are going to be busy later.
Thank you. Ooh, bacon and eggs? Looks like someone went through the trouble of rehydrating the good stuff today. Must be a special occasion.
If you're not a fan, I can always...
Oh, no. I am all about it. I'm just glad you went through all that and not me, because we both know I would have given up on step two, but man, am I starving.
Clearly. Try breathing between each bite. It's easier that way.
I said I was hungry.
After you're done, we have to double-check the sensors on the aft end before we do anything else.
I did that last week.
And I did the week before, but the electrical storm this morning really messed some of them up.
I'm sorry, electrical storm?
You slept through it, as per usual. But I was already awake anyway when we passed through.
Why didn't you wake me up?
It wasn't a big deal. I was perfectly capable of handling it on my own.
Okay, yeah, but it's my job, and if anything went wrong, I should have been there.
But nothing went wrong, I told you. I had it covered. Right, T?
Sid handled it wonderfully.
Still, wake me next time, okay?
Sure.
And Jesus, how many of those have we been through in the past few weeks? Like 5 or 6?
7? But who's counting?
Well, what's the damage to my baby from the storm?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
The ship. How is the ship?
The magmal sustained slight damage to the hull, but nothing I hadn't already initiated auto-repairs on. As Sid mentioned, sensors are misaligned and require your expert touch.
And he doesn't mean banging on the panels until it does what you want.
I definitely do not mean that. Please do not damage my ship.
All right, I got it. Anything else?
No other damage to report.
Well, yes, there's one thing.
What one thing?
This one. The storm, I mean... It felt different.
Different how?
I don't know. It just... It made me feel weird. I just had a feeling like I'm in a dream or... Someone was stepping over my grave or something.
Well, Jesus, that's morbid. And hey, the good news is you're not dead. The bad news is that everything feels different up here, Sid.
I know. It's just... It's silly, I know.
Look, don't lose your mind on me now, girl, okay? 750 plus days in, and you've held it together for this long. You can't fall apart on me on the literal day that we've been waiting for.
I know. It's probably just nerves. I'm just so excited. It's here. It's actually here. Oh, man, I can't believe we are finally going to see it. The first people in history to ever see the Helix Nebula.
Well, I mean, there's photos already, but...
In person, Jana. You know what I mean. This is huge. I've been studying it since I was a kid, and now I get to be the first person to ever see it up close.
Second person, okay? Forget who is piloting the ship.
Okay. Regardless, we get to literally look into the eye of God. How freaking exciting.
Yeah, it's a ball of gas. Granted, a gigantic ball of gas, almost 500 light years away from home, but gas, nonetheless.
How are you not freaking out? We have spent the last 2 years working towards this. This is going to be one of the greatest scientific discoveries of our time, and all you can say is, it's a ball of gas.
Yeah, okay, it is pretty cool.
Okay, I already talked to the lighthouse this morning, and they said that—
Whoa, you already talked to command? Jesus, how early did you get up?
It's like Christmas. How could you sleep?
Well, what did they say?
Okay, I adjusted some parameters of our readings, updated some commands for Proteus, and gave us a slightly different course on the way back.
The way back? We're not going to be there for another year.
Apparently some solar storm blew it slightly off course, so they wanted to make sure we adjusted for that.
It is almost time for your check-in, Sydney. Please report to the session room.
Better get moving. Mommy wants you home before dark.
I heard that.
Oh, shut it. You hear everything.
I am programmed to hear everything. I have ears and eyes everywhere.
We get it. You watch us change. We know you're into it.
You wish.
Ooh, someone's getting mouthy today.
Perhaps if you kept your focus on the mission and not on sarcasm, you'd be able to get something done for once.
I'm sorry. Do you really want to start with me today?
Proteus, engage computer mode.
Computer mode, engage.
Just when the fight was getting good.
Can you please not pick a fight with our AI on the first day of our monumental discovery? Please?
Yes. Yeah, all right. Go to your session. I'll clean up.
Magmail will return after these messages.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the Ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the Ferryman of Souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
You've been looking for me, yeah?
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
These are the tales that shaped the nation.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
Then I told them they were drinking cyanide.
Featuring the voices of Wes Studi.
At least 4,000 people died on the trail.
Martin Starr.
President Nixon called me the most dangerous man in America.
Scott Hayes.
Next thing I know, I'm standing over the bodies of Baker Morton, my pistol smoking in my hand.
And Tristan Mack Wilds.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Starring Dan Fogler as the Ferryman.
This is The Passage.
Listen to The Passage now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
And now, back to Magmail.
Today is March 23rd. This is Sydney session number 542. Hello, Sydney. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm ready to do this.
I heard you mention you did not sleep well. Is everything okay? Did something disturb your sleep again?
Just nerves, I guess. Today being the day and all.
The day you have been working toward for the last 754 days. How do you feel about it?
Ecstatic. I mean, how often does a person get to fly through a nebula they've been studying almost their entire life, right?
This is a big day for both of you. I am excited for you.
Hey, it's a big day for you too. You're part of the team too, right?
How are you feeling otherwise? Any progress in other areas?
Yeah, I think so. I've been really trying to practice my mindfulness, like we've been talking about. I think it helps me remain more present and focus better.
I'm glad to hear that. How are things with Janna?
Good. We haven't had any fights in a few weeks. We seem to be getting along better again.
Last time we spoke, you mentioned you might try to speak to her about that night you and
her spent. I don't want to talk about that, T.
I understand. But as we've learned, it's better for you to get things off your chest rather than keep them in.
Yeah, I know that, but after last time, I just...
When did you plan on speaking to her?
I don't know. I was thinking... maybe... today?
I understand I just stated it is better to get things off your chest, but perhaps today is not the best day for it. You have approximately 352 days before arriving at the ISS Lighthouse. Perhaps somewhere in that time frame would be best.
Do you want me to talk to her or not?
I do, but I do not mean to cause a problem between you both. I am merely looking out for your best interest.
I know. It's just hard, especially when it's just you and one other person on the ship.
You always have me as well.
I know. Thank you. It's just...
Just what?
I just can't stop thinking about... What would you do if you had the chance to do things over again? What would you do differently?
Do you mean in general, or for yourself?
I just... Never mind, it's nothing. Are we good here?
Yes. I know you have a long to-do list to get ready for the day's mission. Good luck today.
Thanks, Proteus. Hey, considering what today is, do you mind if...
Sydney.
I know, it's just... I promise it'll help just for a minute or two. Please, I promise.
I'm not so sure that is such a good idea.
Please, T.
2 minutes.
Thank you.
Mommy!
Hi, baby.
I will never understand your insistence on playing this antiquated device. I have this all digitally, you know.
I prefer the lo-fi sound of a tape deck. What do you want from me?
Better quality, perhaps. And for you to turn it down, too?
T, how many times do I have to tell you this? The ramekins are meant to be played loud.
I'll just adjust my own volume sensitivity, then.
Can you shut up and try it again, please?
Sensors offline.
Fuck! Try again.
Sensors offline.
God damn it, what is the problem?
The sensors are misaligned.
Yes, thank you, I know that part, but why? Okay, one more time.
Sensors offline.
What the fuck?
Sensors back online.
Fuck yes, don't you ever tell me that abusing the machines doesn't work ever again, please.
Please do not damage my systems.
Sensors are back online.
Nice. Did she hit you, T?
She did.
I did not.
You got a love on the magmal, Jana. Treat it kindly, give it some love. She'll do whatever you want then.
Trust me, Sid, I know how to make someone do what I want.
How far out are we, T?
17 kilometers. It's probably best you prepare.
Okay, showtime.
Yes, let's do this thing.
Let's get to the bridge.
Engaging capture pods.
Nanowave frequency shift is normal. Stabilizing the forward arm.
Sensors online and giving normal readings. Thanks to you.
Slowing down engine power to 65%.
And now... we wait.
It's hard to believe we waited 2 years for this moment.
Yeah. And now we just sit on our ass until it's over.
The beauty of automated technology, it does it all for us.
We're just monkeys pressing buttons to them.
Hey, we're extremely smart monkeys, thank you very much.
Oh, excuse me, Dr. Monkey.
Well, I didn't go through 12 years of schooling to be called Ms. Monkey.
That is true. You earned that title. Now, dance, monkey, dance. Because our names are about to be in the history books for this one, Sid and Jana.
Jana. And Sid. My name's gonna come first.
Okay, fine. Jana and Sid, intrepid space explorers. First people in the universe to see the Helix Nebula up close and personal.
And drive through it. I mean, who doesn't want to check out the inside of a gaseous giant, am I right?
Come on, loosen up. You can be a little excited, can't you?
I'll be excited when we complete the mission, okay? I've been on too many that have gone sideways at the pivotal moment to start celebrating so soon.
Can you at least be a little less of a downer?
I will try for you.
Well, I'm glad we get to do this together. Congrats on a job well done, Captain Prescott.
Same to you, Captain Owens.
Wow. It's so beautiful.
You've seen pictures.
Yeah, but pictures are one thing. Seeing it in person is a whole other thing. It's breathtaking.
2 kilometers until destination.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, I just wanted to say...
Sid, we're about to make a huge scientific breakthrough. You really want to do this right now?
No, I just... I wanted to let you know that you can trust me, okay? I don't want you to feel like I'm going to compromise the mission or something.
Sid, how many times do I have to tell you, okay? Let it go, man.
I know, but...
Sid, seriously, it's not the time.
1 kilometer until destination. All systems engaged.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Sid, come on, it's go time. Hype yourself up. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Passing into Helix Nebula in 3, 2, 1...
Status report.
All systems functioning and instruments are engaged in gathering data.
Holding steady at 63% engines. Should be smooth sailing.
Wow, these readings are incredible.
Oh, yeah?
This is going to advance our knowledge of the universe tenfold.
Whoa, what's that?
Oh.
Oh? Well, what, Sydney?
I've never seen this before. Something is... off. Way off, because... none of this makes sense.
I need a little bit more than that. What's going on?
Okay, according to this, it's almost as if we've entered into...
Warning. System failure.
Whoa, what the fuck? T, what is happening?
Inconclusive data. Systems failing.
What the hell is failing? What happened?
T, come on, talk to me. We need
emergency
more.
Emergency positions recommended.
No. What is happening?
All right, come on, buckle up.
I don't understand what went wrong. Jenna! Jenna! Oh, no. Jenna, get... come on, work!
Steering.
God damn it,
online.
Proteus!
Engines online.
Proteus, tell me more. What the fuck, Proteus? What is online,
offline.
Proteus? Oh, god damn it!
Impact.
Oh, shit!
System failure.
Okay.
System failure.
Get in.
Failure.
No!
Magmail will return after these messages.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the Ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the Ferryman of Souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
You've been looking for me, yeah?
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
These are the tales that shaped the nation.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
The devastation those first bombs caused.
Then I told them they were drinking cyanide.
Featuring the voices of Wes Studi.
At least 4,000 people died on the trail.
Martin Starr.
President Nixon called me the most dangerous man in America.
Scott Hayes.
Next thing I know, I'm standing over the bodies of Baker Morton, my pistol smoking in my hand.
And Tristan Mack Wilds.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Starring Dan Fogler as the ferryman.
This is The Passage.
Listen to The Passage now. On the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
And now, back to Magmail.
Sid?
Jana, are you okay?
I'm over here.
Oh, hang on. Let me just...
Hang on.
Don't move. Let me get you something.
No, it's fine. I'm fine.
You got whaled in the head. You might have a concussion.
Oh, that explains why my brain is screaming. Just help me get up.
Okay. All right, lean against me. Let's get you into a chair. All right, easy. Easy. You good?
Yeah, just give me a second.
Proteus status report.
Magmail status report. Communication systems are offline. Sensors are offline.
What?
Engine damage at 67%. Replacement for Cortona valve needed.
What?
Exterior hull damage detected. Engaging auto repair recommended.
What the fuck happened?
I have no idea. We passed through the nebula and everything just went crazy.
Oh, fuck, it happened.
What? What?
I said that shouldn't have happened. Shit, okay, so... new plan. We don't fly through it on the way back. We just go around. T, can you course correct that and skip it completely? I mean, how much longer would that add to our return trip?
Return trip estimated at 8 years, 7 months, and 3 days.
That doesn't seem right.
T, you clearly took a head or two because your calculations are way off. Reboot.
Rebooting. Back online, and my calculations are fine.
Feeling better?
I have no feelings. I am an advanced artificial intelligence.
Just calculate the trip to return home, you rust bucket.
Return trip estimated at 8 years, 7 months, and 3 days.
Oh,
I told you my calculations were fine.
T, we're going to have to run some tests on you, my friend.
We need to test Jana. Her head appears to be damaged.
Wise ass. Okay, tell me this then. What are our coordinates?
We are currently 127.43 trillion kilometers from the Helix Nebula.
Wait, what?
Jesus, that messed him up bad. Okay, we need to run a full diagnostic on him, and then maybe we should try to update his software because... Hey, are you listening to me? Sydney?
What?
Sid.
What? Sorry, I just... This is strange.
What's strange?
The Helix Nebula.
What about it? Did something happen?
No, well... Yes, it's just... It's not there.
What do you mean it's not there?
It's not here. Look out the viewport. It should be right there. We came out of it, but it's not. It's not there, Jana.
Check the nav computer and the star charts in case it's messed up. We might not be able to trust the systems yet.
He's right.
No, come on, that's not possible.
The nav computer readout says the same thing, and the stars, I don't recognize any of them.
Stop it, Sydney, you're fucking with me, okay? I have a concussion, I'm not an idiot.
Look at this.
No, that's not right. T, give me our coordinates again.
We are currently 127.43 trillion kilometers from the Helix Nebula.
Fuck, what the fuck happened? How is this possible?
God, I don't know.
There's no way that this could happen. Nebulas are gas, filled with gas. It's not a wormhole or something. It's a fucking gas giant.
T, can you raise the lighthouse for us?
Long-range communication systems are offline.
Fuck!
How far out are we?
There are no records of our current position. I believe we may be further out than my system charts have on file.
Can we engage the warp drive?
Propulsion systems are offline.
God damn it!
Okay, hold on. Let's just think about this.
Think about what, Sydney? We're in the middle of unknown space. We have no idea how the fuck we even got here. None of our systems work, and we can't call for help. We're fucking stuck out here.
Okay, there has to be a reason for this. Some explanation.
T, initiate auto repair.
Initiating.
How long?
2 hours until minimum operating conditions.
And then what?
Then we try to get the fuck out of here.
2 hours minimum for short range travel. We still need a replacement part for long range.
Oh, God damn it! Now what?
What's going on, T?
That is not one of our known alarm systems.
What is it then?
We are receiving a distress beacon of unknown origin.
Distress beacon?
We don't even know where we are. How did someone get out here?
Beacon coming from the port side, approximately 2 kilometers away.
Huh?
Oh my God, Jana, look.
What?
Over there, look.
Is that?
There's another ship out there.
Magmel, starring Ali Trasher, Julia Henning, and BJ Grip. Additional voices in this episode provided by Kat Tonchanko, written by Jeff Heimbuck and Lindsay Scoggin, directed and edited by Jeff Heimbuck, produced by Jeff Heimbuck and Ali Trasher, executive produced by Holly Fry, audio engineered by Corey Celeste and Alex Gona, original musical score by Corey Celeste, additional songs by The Ramekins as played by Roscoe Soltrain. Magmel is a production of iHeartRadio and Bamfer Productions. Questions? Comments? Email us at projectmagmel@gmail.com. Until next time, we'll see you when we see you.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.